This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
And joining me, Tony Chapman of Tony Chapman Reactions. He's the host of Chatter That Matters, Friday at noon. We'll get back to that in a moment. He's got a great guest today at noon. But Tony Chapman, good morning. All right. Okay. So let's start with this. Loblaws recently sent out an email to the PC Optimum members on their list, and it read in part, "We're proud of the many charitable things we do to help Canadians live life well, but we'll leave that for another day. Instead, and for the first time ever, we're handing over our PC Optimum platform, a direct line to millions of Canadians like you, to our partners at Food Banks Canada and Second Harvest." So what they're asking people to do, Tony, is, if you can, and if you choose to, give some of your PC points to the food bank. The food bank will then use them to buy food and help people out. Some people are all angry about it. I have PC Optimum points. I can make a choice as to what to do with them. I don't know why get angry. What about you?
Well, I think a couple of things are happening. One, a lot of people are feeling insecure right now. And when you do, the natural tendency is to go after people that are in a much better position. And a brand like Loblaw with record profits is a target for that. I think what Loblaw was trying to do is to say, hey, if you got extra points, here's a great place to put them. If I was advising Loblaw, I would have said, by the way, we'll match every point. So every point you donate, we'll match, and that way we can take away some of the insecurity of people that don't have food. I think if they'd done that, it would have been brilliant. But basically what it's doing is saying, hey, we're a charitable company, and we want to rely on the charity of our customers to get their points to help that charity. And I think that's what we've got to be very careful for with brands nowadays. I think they've got to lead first with, what are we doing to help the situation? And by the way, if you want, come join us on that quest.
Actually, that's a brilliant idea, Tony, that you have, and it blunts some of my criticism of the people who are getting mad at Loblaws on this, because actually what you're suggesting wouldn't have been that hard for Loblaws to do, because they've got a charitable program. They can just divert some of it, like, this is how we're going to do it this year. But yes, it would look like a different letter to me if I got that ask. How about you donate 100 PC points, and we'll donate 100 PC points, and then we can also make really good food deals here with the food banks, and look how much we'll all work together and help out.
Exactly, Jerry. And by the way, and then even more personalize it, and you know, if we do this together, we can put a million meals into the families that really need it over the course of the next 10 or 12 weeks. So thank you if you can do your part. And if not, regardless, happy holidays, and brands have got to really have to realize nowadays they're no longer in control of the narrative. So whatever they put out there, they're open for attack in social media. You can't defend it, because that's a million spitballs coming at you. So I always advise them, don't try to be the hero of the story. It's a great intent that you had to help people in need, but you're the ones who've got to lead with that intent and then nudge others, as opposed to the opposite, which just sort of came across.
All right. WestJet has declined to provide compensation to passengers who were stuck in a sweltering airplane cabin in Jamaica earlier this month. They say the flight was canceled because of a security-related incident outside the airline's control. The airline says the situation evolved over time. Security was the main reason the flight was canceled, and now people want some sort of compensation. I think that the airlines have been under fire, and some of it they've brought upon themselves. They overbook, and then they decline people's seat. People thought, look, I bought a seat, I should be able to fly. I think that there are places where the airlines should be leaned on, Tony, in order to compensate passengers. But at the same time, the last two flights I took, both of them were late, and it's irksome, and I got to contact the people at the other end. But with the magic of, you know, modern technology, I can easily do that. They can also watch FlightAware and see when the flight is coming in. And to take passenger rights to have a right not to be inconvenienced for an hour and a half is too much.
Yeah, you know, it's. I think the inconvenience here was that people were fainting, and it was, I mean, if you've ever landed in a Caribbean island and they haven't got the air conditioning on, in about a second, you feel like you're in a sauna. So I can imagine that as long as they were sitting on that runway without air conditioning, it must have gotten very uncomfortable. There's no windows open, very claustrophobic. But I think the point you're making is an interesting point, because we have to decide as a society, how much are we willing to accept of imperfection? And right now, I think we're so trigger happy to just jump on things. And I wonder if maybe the better solution is that when it's really an important situation, and I would argue this one was because of the safety of the passengers, but more often than not, I think, you know, if somebody's a little bit rude to you, a plane's a little bit late, that's just kind of the price of doing business in this mad, mad world we're in right now. And I think being a little bit more positive versus negative is going to go a long way to taking some of the froth out of our culture.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I experienced the last two flights that I took where I had to hang around the airport. And I don't really like to hang around the airport. It's not very much fun. You know, they do a better job now, actually, of their food services and things at a lot of airports. But still, it's just you're just sitting there. You know, maybe they forced me to buy a book because I gotta fill the time somehow. But other than that, I try not to go through life. Maybe people won't believe this, Tony, because of how much I complain about government. But I'm mostly complaining about larger policies that the government brings in. And some people are pushing government to do something about this. And I'm saying, get over the fact that if you're inconvenienced and irked for an hour and a half, that somehow somebody has to pay because my life has to be perfect. You're not that special. I'm not that special.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, it's the same thing. You wait in the dentist's office, the doctor's office. I've heard people come out and say, well, I'm going to bill them for my time. You don't know if there was an emergency operation. You don't know if somebody came in and needed something to help right away. And again, I think it's just the society we're in. Social media has created this sense of, you know, I have to arm myself and attack just about anything. I'm just, the level of negativity out there is unlike anything I've seen. Some of it's for right course. I mean, there's a lot of insecurity out there, but a lot of it's probably through the pandemic. But I just really wish we could all just, maybe over the holidays, just breathe a little bit and come out a little bit more positive, because I think that will go a long way in terms of, I don't know, making all of us feel a little bit happier.
All right. I spend more time than normal in the segment that we have from time to time on Fridays, Tony, talking about what you're going to do in only about an hour and 20 minutes. But you, given the World Cup is on and just in general anyway, she's a great guest that you're going to be talking to during the noon hour.
Yeah, I mean, Christine Sinclair, you know, everybody talks about who's the greatest of all time. It's hard not to put her in that top of that list. I mean, she's got more international goals than any male or female who's ever played the game of soccer. But more importantly, I think she's a real role model for Canada. I mean, she's got humility, she's got grace, but at the same time, she's ferocious in terms of saying we need to level the playing field for females in sport. We need to find a way to bring professional women's soccer to Canada. So, you know, she's, for the first time ever, this somewhat reluctant superstar, she doesn't really like to chase media, is really coming out and taking her spotlight and shining on the things that really matter to her. And I've got a little clip if you have a moment. This is a piece of advice she's giving parents who have kids in sports. Here's what she says.
For me, I think it's the role of the parent to put their kid in an environment that's healthy first and foremost and safe, especially with everything that's coming out in like the past year. But I know from my parents, it like just don't put pressure on your kid. Your kid will figure it out. You know, if they have a good game or a bad game, the last thing they want to hear about are the mistakes they made or you could have done this. Like, deep down, they just want to know that you, like, still love them and care for them and would do anything for them. Usually, the athlete is hard enough on themselves, and they just need support.
You know, I think that's just a powerful lesson for all of us that we, you know, we tend to get off these soccer fields with 8 or 9 year olds and frustrated that somebody didn't stay in their lane or make the right pass. And she's just using her position now in life. She's got a new book called Playing the Long Game, and I think it's a fantastic interview. Perfect timing because of the World Cup.
Yeah, the Canadian men were all proud of the fact that they finally scored a goal at World Cup, and she's got like 138 goals or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, she's gold medal. And yeah. she's got almost, you know, third most caps in terms of playing international games. And I bring one of her people that play with her, backstop to the goalie, Karina LeBlanc, and she just talks about Sink as one of the most wonderful human beings. And I mean, I can't believe if I would accomplish that much, how I would have humility. I think it's an almost impossible thing to do.
All right. So, I'm out of time here, Tony, but listen in at noon, and Tony will have that full conversation
thanks,
for you.
You're listening to Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.